reflected in, you know, certainly reflected, the further out you go, these, you know, the views just diverge, you know, so widely, it's pretty phenomenal. You're almost surprised that they're looking at the same thing. People, it's just that many variables out there. I think the people that argue for, you know, that the price, you know, may increase perhaps slightly faster than inflation in the long run, the core of their argument would be the concentration of production in a smaller number of basically Middle East countries. That is, you know, some of the smaller members of OPEC reach capacity, the Saudi Arabians, the Irans, and so forth, that as the production becomes more concentrated there and they have more market power, they have more ability to exercise that. I think that's kind of a cracker barrel summary of their argument, but I think that's what the people that hold that position would be arguing.
Further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An increase or decrease in a price per barrel by a dollar figure is equivalent to plus or minus, you still utilize $150 million to Alcoa for support?
It depends on the production level. I think at the production levels that they are using in FY94, I was looking at that. A fairly good way to tell, if you look at this, there in the revenue source book, there's a sensitivity matrix. And for instance, if I look at 1.7 million barrels a day of production, the difference between $16 a barrel oil and $17 a barrel oil is 140 million. If that were to drop down to 1.65 million barrels a day, it's 130. If it were as high as 1.8, it would be 140. So it's production dependent, I guess, is the short answer.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if it's possible for you to give this information to Mr. Professor Goldsmith, who writes his doomsday articles.
Maybe focusing on some elements and not other elements.
Further questions?
Again, thank you very much. Was there anybody on teleconference that had any questions in Juneau or Fairbanks? If not, thank you very much to our participants, and thank you all, and good luck next year.
As we leave offshore, you're onshore, right?
Thanks a lot, guys.